Hi, this is Kenneth John of Freedom Rings. Join me every Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for a spirited discussion of the issues of the day. Are you sick of the same tired positions the liberals and conservatives make? Check out A Fresh Perspective on Freedom Rings, Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Right here on AM 1410 WRMN. Give me liberty or give me death. You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating provides superior service for painting, full finishing, wallpapering, plastering, and drywall taping. No interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin, hello.
Hi.
Are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIG or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John, and with me is my excellent producer, Derek. How are you doing?
Pretty good, all things considered.
We're number one. We're number one.
I can say that.
I'm talking about the Bears now.
This week, we are.
Hey, all we got to do is win the rest of the games, and there's a chance we might make the playoffs.
Yeah, actually, there's a pretty good chance.
Pretty good chance the way Minnesota and Green Bay are playing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does feel good to beat Minnesota twice this year.
No, we didn't beat Minnesota twice.
I heard wrong on WFO on Fox Channel.
Yeah, we lost to them. That was the game that Rex Grossman went out.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, well.
Feels good.
Feels good. Nonetheless. All right. I guess I'll just get out of sports since I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I had more important things to do yesterday than watch the game intently. I had to clean my house. Well, what's that yearly thing I do? Sometimes it's biannual, but... All right, anyway. Moving on to the stupid regulation of the week. In court last week, an attorney for the Bush administration actually said, or told the judge, that the federal government has every right, if they so choose, to use torture in Guantanamo Bay. That there's nothing in the Constitution prohibiting them from using torture. And I'm thinking back in my youthful days under the government school system, and even then I'm thinking, and even in the government schools, there wasn't a country in the world that would have admitted that they have the right to commit torture on people. But the only one country we would have attributed that to would have been like Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. But even the Soviet Union used to deny the charges, even though we all knew torture was going on there. And we have come to be such a suck of the world. I sent this notice out. to an internet listserv, a group, with my high school classmates. And I swear, there are so many of the normal, the so-called normal people out there, not like you and me, folks, who actually agree with a lot of what I say, that they just want to stick their head totally in the sand. They wouldn't even respond. We're the fuck of the world, folks. We're even admitting, our administration's admitting, we can, if we want to, we can use torture on non-citizens. And we can just, can you imagine, again, can you imagine wanting to travel to another country or you've heard that, well, I'm not a citizen there. Boy, if I just get on the wrong list, they could throw me in jail forever, not charge me with anything, and torture me. Does anybody out there wonder why America is hated so much now by the rest of the world? I know because of xenophobia and, let's say, ethnocentricity, that people have a hard time placing themselves in other people's shoes. But you really need to get a grip, folks, of what's going on in this country. When we've got an administration that is willing to say that we have the right to torture detainees, I'd say it is time for a peaceful revolution. Got to get the establishment power out, folks. They are out of control. They are totally out of control. After 9/11, we were told by the Bush administration that all we had to do was go into Afghanistan. Not all, but no. Okay, I'll be a little more honest. Not all, but what we got to do is got to go to Afghanistan, take care of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and things will be pretty much hunky-dory, be fine. Then they said, well, no, now we have to go up and get Saddam Hussein. So we go in and we attack, bomb the heck out of, shock and awe, Iraq, killing thousands, tens of thousands, maybe, innocent civilians in the process. Oh, but it's for a good cause. As long as we knock Saddam Hussein out of power, they're going to meet us with open arms. Things are going to be so much better then. We're going to establish democracy in the Middle East and blah, 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 blah. Well, we knocked Saddam Hussein out of power, and all of a sudden things started to get worse. Started to have this guerrilla warfare going on. Then we were told, if we apprehended Saddam Hussein's sons, then that's going to turn it around. People are going to start to understand that the Americans there is on our side, they're against the thugs, and that they were afraid to talk before, but now that Saddam Hussein's sons have been apprehended, people are going to come forward, and there's going to be a lot more cooperation, and we'll be able to secure Iraq. And things got worse. And then, they said, the administration, the federal government thugs, said, now that we've caught Saddam Hussein, people are be a lot more free to come to authorities to help apprehend the rest of the terrorists, and things are going to be a lot better, a lot more secure. We're going to have democracy in Iraq. And then things got worse. And then we were told, well, if we just bomb the heck out of Sadr City, things are going to get better. Then they get worse. Then we're going to just bomb the hell out of Fallujah. Bomb it down to the Stone Age is what we've done, folks. Maiming and killing women and children in the process, totally innocent. We're told, well, now things are really going to improve, because that's where the terrorists were had harbor, safe harbor, and had all their cache of weaponry, and now that we've got that, things will get better. Well, last weekend, folks, 11 more GIs were killed. Things are getting worse throughout the country. A full-fledged civil war is breaking out.
You cannot, I don't care how bad your own thug in power is, and we have thugs in power. Somebody else came in and attacked our country because we have thugs in power, people who gas, firebomb, and shoot innocent civilians like was done in Waco. Say, well, we can't allow that to go on. We're going to have to help those American people. So a foreign power, let's say Russia, comes in to save the people, American people, starts bombing the heck out of us. Who do you think most Americans are going to side with, folks? The Russians coming in, or the insurgents, the American insurgents trying to kick out the invaders of your own country? Well, I'm sorry, folks. It's no different in Iraq. It'd be no different in any other country that we decide to invade. And that's what we are doing, folks. I say we, the federal government in power, are invading sovereign nations. The world opinion is getting worse and worse about America, especially the American government. I think still American people in general are held in deeper regard. You cannot be the policeman in the world and be loved or be free, folks. It just doesn't work that way. There's a different way to lead, and that's leading by example. That's leading by free trade with all, entangling alliances with none, no thuggery power. No force, no fraud. The libertarian way. That's the way you lead, folks. And I think you would see. And Russia, to the extent that Russia became free, I think it had more to do with McDonald's and Levi's than it had to do with any of the other things. All right. Well, we're getting almost a full bank of calls here. So the phone number is 847-931-1410. We have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. I'm Kenneth John. Again, the number 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass,
Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Ring to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support.
Watch the police and the tax man, Mr.
We're back. Freedom Ring, 847-931-1410. Let's go right to the phones. We first have Jeff on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Kenneth. How you doing,
buddy? I'm doing all right. How are you?
All right. You know what? I agree with you on that stuff. I used to be a George Bush supporter, and I'm not anymore because I think we ought to get the heck out of Dodge, and I really agree with what you're saying.
Those are just a fact. It's just not opinion. That's just what's happened.
I know. And now that other countries are getting hit, like Spain, and we just had chaos over in Saudi Arabia, that whole Middle East is never going to have peace. I don't care.
Not as long as religion is their first focal point.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, even if we got elections in there, I can see us being in there trying to keep whoever gets put in office safe. Because if you look at Pakistan, they have problems already in Pakistan.
The prime minister's been, I think there have been 3 assassination attempts on him.
Yeah. All these little tribes, I don't want to say little, but all these little, these factions out there, there's 3 or 4 in each country, if not more, they have their own idea on what things ought to be, and it's not too far off from what we are over here in America, you know, the United States, except we're more civil about it over there. They're still believing 1,000 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between the people here and the people there. We're civilized and they're not. And they're not.
And you can't force democracy down those types of people's throats.
No.
It just doesn't work. I mean, we will hold elections, Jeff. Don't, you know there will be elections. It'll be a complete farce.
Oh, yeah.
But there will be an election.
Yeah. You know, it maybe trying it a couple of times will help. But the problem is we need to let other people take the reins. I think most people in this country are fed up with it just because we don't have other countries involved in it, just in that fact alone. You know, I think
an increasing number are starting to see the light on this.
But that's not why I called.
Sure.
One of the reasons I called was this border thing. I'll tell you what, I was listening to some really intense discussions on C-SPAN, on a couple of people, I'm going to say probably a handful of people that had relatives that were lost in the 9/11 bombings, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the ladies got on there and said, okay, I don't want this to happen to my daughters. This happened to my son. Did you see it?
Yes.
And she's bringing a point up. Okay, now, I don't agree with the national ID, but I do agree that we need to do something about the borders with Mexico. You know,
I'd say this. If we're going to have a military and supposedly to defend our nation, it would seem to make more sense to me to defend our own borders with our military instead of going into Iraq and just creating havoc there.
Yeah.
I mean, I philosophically think that I like the idea of more open borders as long as those coming in don't get to take any welfare. I mean, I think I want to abolish welfare for everybody. Welfare for the middle class, welfare for the rich, welfare for the poor, welfare for the illegal aliens. Abolish it completely, but at least start with abolishing it for immigrants.
They may work there, but, you know, the problem is we get people that get fake IDs and fake driver's license. And here's the other thing is California is so overwhelmed with people who don't have insurance that a lot of hospitals are closing, your insurance costs go extremely high out there because a lot of these, you know, illegal immigrants are driving around with no insurance because they can't get their visa or their whatever. The point goes you can only do...
Well, that's the problem of illegality. That's the problem of illegality.
Yeah. See, you can leave the open borders, but still, if they're not doing what the law states, if they don't do what the law states, you know, then everybody else, you and me, we don't live out there. We're paying the price. Eventually, everything that happens out there comes to us. You know, if people cry about their insurance costs and their welfare costs and all this other stuff, it's because of people like that who take advantage of it. I mean, I don't understand why this, even in Illinois, with as many Hispanic people there is out here, isn't standing up. Some of these congressmen and senators aren't standing up and saying, we've got to do something about this evil. We're going to get caught in the pants. The next time we get hit, it's going to be because of Mexico. And if we don't do something now about it, I don't want to hear these whining little SOBs out there that stand for, you know, friendliness with other people. Let's be peaceful and painful. You know, I can tell them to shove it up there, you know what, because I'm so sick of hearing them do it. Every time they say something like that, we get slapped in the face because of a small minority of people. We've got to start standing up for our rights, people, and this has got to start now.
Well, you know, if the Bush administration had just followed the present laws that were on the books at the time of 9/11 and checked on visas and such, what was it, like 16 out of the 20 or 18 out of the 20 involved in 9/11 would have not even gotten into the country. So I'm not even sure if you have to mask the borders with troops or anything, but do your due diligence in enforcing the laws that are already on the books.
Exactly.
And that'll go a long way.
The breakdown of the system was horrendous. I mean, and that's what it was. If you read some of the stuff that they published, that they have said, you know, about how this whole thing came down on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I'm standing behind George Bush in a way. I don't think he, no matter who was in office, it could have been Clinton, for all we know. The whole thing stems from years and decades of just mismanagement of everything. And the security system, the CIA, the FBI, they're all responsible for what's going on in this country. Because the left doesn't touch to the right when it comes to those two. And the same thing with law enforcement. You know, they always want to get the glory. You know, the point is the lack of communication and, you know, it's almost as if it was World War II and a bombing in Pearl Harbor. The lack of communication, what it came down to. The point I'm trying to get here is this is where we're going to start. We got to nip it in the bud. We got to nip it in the bud now. We can't wait 10 years from now. We can't have more regulation. We got to do something. The border thing is the one thing that really concerns me the most. And I know there's a lot more people who will call in and say there's a lot of other things in there, too. There probably is. But they don't know. After growing up out there in Southern California, I can tell you it's like a sieve. They can come in by the thousands. And the thing is, there's only a handful of people out there to catch 1,000 people going across the thing on a daily basis, especially down by San Diego.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for your call. Got to move
buddy.
On. All right,
yeah.
Buddy. Okay, next we have Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
All right, how are you?
I'm all right, enjoying the program as usual. I called you last week about a little tax problem we was having with my friends down at the IRS,
right.
Fraudulent enforcement of the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Robert Bernhoff, an attorney? He was on the Kugler decision, was one of her defense lawyers.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, anyways, I called this fine gentleman in Wisconsin, and, you know, we talked for a while, and he totally concurred and agreed with everything I told him.
Yeah.
And at the end of the argument, he's basically like, you know what, Mike? I understand your point. I totally agree. I'm sympathetic. And the problem is the best solution I can offer you is let's file your back taxes, take a knee, bow your head, take the pound of flesh, get on with your life, because it's quite simple. The law is irrelevant. They're going to do what they want to do because he said, quote, we were very fortunate in the selection of the judge we had and the picking of the jurors in the case.
Hmm.
He goes, you may not be so lucky, and after, you know, they've bled you dry of whatever little cash reserves you have available, you go before a judge and a jury that's maybe not so educated as the ones that Bernice Kugler had, or one that actually followed the law like the judge in the Kugler decision, and you'll end up in prison.
Well, what's unfortunate is, I mean, I think his assessment of the judicial system in this country is correct, in that the thugs, the Fed thugs, do not care what the law is. And they are going to collect you no matter what. It's a little disheartening, though, for someone who's, you know, supposedly believes in the stuff we believe in to just kind of say, you got to give up.
Well, it's not so much that he wants to give up. The other side is, as an attorney, he has to look out for the best interests of his would-be client.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's given me an honest assessment, and I totally respect the man's opinion and knowledge of the situation, although it is disheartening. The one thing I would like to see happen from this, because I do not intend to surrender, they're going to have to crush me. But in the meantime, I would like everybody to call Mr. Hatcher's office. You happen to know who he is, the Speaker of the House, the 14th Congressional District.
Mm-hmm.
Because he won't answer my letters or return my phone calls. I just want to know the IRS code that makes this law enforceable upon the individual. And I think if enough people start calling Mr. Hatcher saying, you know, I've seen the Kugelin decision, I want to know what the law is that forces me to pay this tax, at some point they're either going to have to answer, or like I've told the Secret Service, gentlemen, you do not want to see me at Bunker Hill.
Well, they arrested Joe Bannister, the IRS agent out in California.
Now, what would it
be? This is going to be an interesting trial, I think.
Well, the thing is, will he get to trial? At what point, you know, he committed suicide in himself, you know, because it's not like we don't have a government that's not prepared to torture the people at Guantanamo Bay
right.
in order to gain whatever limited knowledge. Somebody's been in jail for nearly 3 years, probably doesn't know much about the current events, the status of the terrorist organization, so torturing them is pretty much useless.
Well, it's useless anyway. I mean, most of the experts say that those types of people, if they really are terrorists, the types that are going to strap some plastic explosives around their waist, if they think that they're going to tell the truth by through torture, then the officials are nuts.
Well, not only that, is it totally undermines their credibility and their moral standing with the rest of the population of the planet, because
absolutely.
How can you on one hand sit there and tell everybody that you're a moral, upstanding individual while
right.
you're torturing people that are now no longer combatants? I mean, perfect example is a Marine that shot the combatant in the mosque in Iraq.
The end does not justify the means.
No, it does not. But on the other end, you know, I have to give that young Marine a benefit of the doubt because we don't know the exact circumstances he was under.
Oh, no, I understand that. I understand.
But on the behalf of the government, to take somebody that's already been captured and disarmed and torture them, that is beyond the pale. And I, you know, call my fellow Americans, call your congressman and senator and ask them.
Do you have Hatcher's phone number available?
I don't have it handy with me because I'm at work. It just kind of came up when I was standing here talking to you, because I don't know what else to do besides go ballistic, and that has no, unless I can get about 100,000 people with guns to help me storm Washington, D.C. tomorrow afternoon. I don't think it's too
they
much.
They got more guns. They got more guns than we do, Mike.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Yeah, good peacefully. All right. Thanks for your call. This is Freedom Rings. The phone number is 847-931-1410. Hang on there, Keith. We're going to get back to you right after these messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine. We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Have
ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We're back.
We're back.
And let's go right to the phones. I believe we have Keith on the line. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
I've only just got in the last couple of minutes on your program, the man talking about immigration. As an legal immigrant, I can say I am, you know, I think he's got a lot of good things there. He thought of a lot of, he knows where it's coming from, but don't keep blaming the Mexicans. The people that came into this country and attacked us came in legally, unfortunately.
Well, that's not totally true. No, there were visas that were up that were checked in. 16 out of 20, I believe.
Sorry?
I think it's 16 out of the 20 terrorists that were involved in 911. It's my recollection that 16 out of the 20, or thereabouts number, had visas that were expired.
Yeah, they expired after they came in the country.
Right, but if we're going to be spending resources on things, it seems to me it makes more sense to spend resources on checking visas than it is naming women and children in Iraq.
Sure, I agree, but they originally came in legally,
right,
and then they
weren't
checked up on our...
Right, right.
And also, it's not just the Mexican border, it's the Canadian border where we caught one coming across with explosives.
Well, you know what? The borders are huge.
They are.
There's no way we're going to be able to just protect the borders and stop people from coming in that want to come in. They're going to come in. I think we'd be better off for the safety of this country to stop being policemen of the world. I think that would solve a lot of the problems that we have. Just stop being policemen. Get our troops out of 137 countries. Bring them back home. You know?
Well, I agree, but I do agree with that. And but I would like to see stronger measures on our borders completely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot stronger.
Keith, you're from Great Britain, right?
I'm from England, yeah. England. We're lucky.
Do you know that you cannot, as a child, cannot play with a toy gun without getting arrested now?
Where?
In England?
Oh, that's correct, yeah.
How long has that been going on?
Since the two rather nasty massacres we had.
Police have been, this is from the Times Online in the UK, police have been accused of heavy-handedness after arresting two young boys who were playing with toy guns. One of the boys was held in a cell for 5 hours. Liam Spencer, 11, and his friend Luke Jackson, 13, were singing the James Bond theme tune as they rolled around on the floor at a youth club, shooting, unquote, at each other in a mock fight. Liam, who was 4'8", was dressed as Santa Claus, and Luke was wearing a Frankenstein monster mask. But as the pair walked home, a motorist who saw them carrying their silver-colored plastic guns called the police. Both sets of parents accepted that their children should not have been waving the 99 toy guns in the street and thought that that was the end of the matter. But later that evening, police called both sets of parents again and told them to take the boys to the police station where they would be formally arrested.
Yeah. You know, I have no...
So is that coming to this country, I assume?
I have no problem with that.
You don't?
No. Being a soldier, I have no problem with that.
Jeez.
I served for 32 years in the military.
Do you know how many people my age played the military and cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians as a kid?
I did.
Bang, bang, you're dead. And nobody got hurt. It didn't create any problems in society.
Unfortunately, you didn't have idiots walking around like we do in our cities carrying real guns. And they are gang members, and they are in their teens.
You know,
from the age of 10 upwards.
Keith, you know, every state in this union that has a concealed carry law, since they've passed that law, the crime rate has gone down.
Well, come to where I live. Come to Belgium. We've had more shootings this year, I think.
That has to do with the illegality of drugs. Nothing less. If you legalize drugs, you get rid of that problem.
It's
overnight.
Oh, well, suddenly people are going to stop carrying guns.
The reason they're carrying guns is because they can't, because there's no court system in illegal drug dealing. The only court system he has is the gun. That's the problem, Keith. If you legalize drugs, first of all, you take away that whole enterprise from the gangs to begin with.
And you stop them from carrying guns.
The reason for the shooting goes way down. It's just like Prohibition. I'm sure. I mean, you're from Great Britain, but I know you understand. You know about the Prohibition in the 20s.
Yeah.
The Roaring 20s and the early 30s. When we got rid of alcohol prohibition, the crime rate went down. The shootings went down. There are a lot of shootings in the Roaring 20s because of alcohol prohibition, and there's a lot of shootings today because of other drug prohibitions. That's the reason, Keith. It's not that these gang people are intrinsically more evil than other young people from other generations.
No, it's there because guns are so easily available.
No, Keith, guns are easily... Back in the 19th century, Keith, in a country school, a child would walk to their country school and put their shotgun up on the gun rack in the back of the school. That's how prevalent guns were then. Nobody even thought of the possibility of picking that gun up and shooting their fellow classmate. It has to do with the culture. It has to do with the laws we have in the books now.
I agree it's to do with the culture. Too much guns in this culture.
Oh, God.
We don't have that in England or Europe to such.
I understand the crime rate's gone up since you banned guns in England. That's my understanding. My understanding is that the crime rate's gotten a lot worse.
Drug rates have gone up.
Pardon me?
Drug rates have gone up in England. Badly. I will admit that. But I'm sorry, if you have a child and you legalize...
So do you think that our children should be thrown in prison for playing cops and robbers?
They won't get thrown in prison. They'll get arrested.
Well, no, that's enough. That's enough to scar a kid for life. Five hours in prison when they're 11 years old.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Your children aren't very strong over here.
Oh, that's how you bring up your kids, Keith, to get them stronger? You have him just throw them in jail for five hours?
They get disciplined. My child was disciplined, and he doesn't.
I'm not saying I'm not against discipline. I think it should be done by the parents.
I agree.
Not by the state.
I agree, but the parents let them down by allowing them to have those imitation weapons.
Oh, God. Well, we may agree on something, Keith. On this, I think you are so far away off base, it's not funny.
We are not talking about toy weapons. We are talking about imitation weapons, which are so realistic.
you know, a policeman, a serviceman, a security man could not tell the difference, as it was pointed out. Could not tell the difference.
Well, imitation weapons, that's not what this the Times Online says. They call them a toy gun.
Well, of course.
So I don't know.
They want to make it as nice as possible for the child. But this is the adult. I wouldn't maybe put the child in. I'd take the parents in and give them a good roasting. Because they're not bringing
guns
the children
aren't the problem, sir. It's not the fact that there are guns available. It's the attitude people have.
Yes.
And it's the laws that they're put under.
You know,
that's what creates violence, not the guns themselves.
You know what my job is?
What is your job?
Repairing guns.
Yeah.
That's my job. From the age of 15, that was my job. Repairing guns. Trained and taught to repair guns. I've never had a gun in my house.
That's your choice. It should be your choice in America. Maybe not Great Britain. In America, that should be your choice. Others have other ideas. And again, I think that the facts of concealed carry are indisputable. The states, every single state, and that's like, I don't know, it's around 28 right now, I think, or more. Someone who knows more about gun rights or in the upfront battle can call and tell me different. I believe it's at least 28 states in the union. After they passed concealed carry laws, crime rate went down. Armed society, Keith, is a polite society.
Yeah, because everybody's scared of everybody else.
However you want to call it.
Well, you know, I can remember the day in Florida when a man went up and knocked on a person's door asking for help, and they shot him through the door.
There are tragedies that happen. There's anecdotal tragedies that happen all the time, but there are way more, multiple more instances where people saved their own lives and the lives of their family because they had a weapon available.
Well, I don't agree with everybody having guns in the houses. And I'm glad that in Europe, especially England, they don't allow it.
That's the one about freedom's all about. If you don't have the right to protect yourself, Keith, then you don't have rights. Then you don't have rights to your own life. Your life is meaningless, Keith. You don't have the right to protect yourself.
To defend themselves.
They don't have rights there either, unfortunately.
No, we don't. Not in England. There's no
right.
Constitution in England.
Well, I understand. There was a common law. There's a common law heritage that supposedly used to protect rights, but
that's
pretty much gone too.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Europeans have taken.
Yeah, but you can't see the thing is that's the thing. You cannot have. There are no rights if you don't have the right to protect yourself with weaponry of your choice. You do not have rights. You don't have rights to your own life. The state owns you. It's that fundamental, Keith.
Well,
freedom is like being pregnant. You know, you're either free or you're not. You're either pregnant or you're not.
One thing to you, Northern Ireland, where the peace movement, which followed the same as your peace movement over here, your civil rights movement, the civil rights movement in Northern Ireland, all those wonderful women looking for their civil rights were taken over by the IRA, and guns come on the streets, and death happened.
And guns were the cause of it. If it wasn't for guns, then that never would have happened.
If they hadn't had guns, they wouldn't have
had a kill. You know more about the history of Ireland and Northern Ireland than I do. Don't you think of the problems of Northern Ireland are a little more deep-seated than the presence of weapons?
What kills people but weapons?
You can't abolish weaponry. We've abolished weaponry in Iraq. They're just stockpiled with them all over the place. That country is swimming in weaponry.
That's right.
You can't legislate that, Keith, because people understand they have a right to protect their own lives. Period. And the more you restrict it, it's only the honest, law-abiding citizens that are going to be defenseless against the thugs who don't care about those laws. All right, I got to move.
The biggest thing is, the politicians are worried they're not going to get their backhanders from the gun manufacturers. Stop the gun manufacturing.
Well, they've tried that, too. Daley tried that, and got thrown out of court. You can't sue the gun manufacturers for...
No, not sue them. Stop the manufacturer.
Oh, just stop it. Oh, sure. It's not going to happen, Keith. Yeah, that's a losing argument in this country. Actually, the Democratic Party is finally figuring out, too, that it's a losing proposition to be for gun control in the United States.
Let me tell you one.
They've lost. The gun control people have lost the argument in this country.
One little anecdote. I served for 10 years in an Arab army, fighting with the Arabs against other Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
My commanding officer, a member of the royal family, turned to me one day and said, "Mr. Simpson, why can't you make me some ammunition which, when I fire it at their tank, covers them in big, thick green paint?" So I said, "Well, what would you want that one for, sir?" And he said, "Because it would cover up their gun sights. They could not see me, and then they would have to come and talk." And I thought, oh my God, this is an Arab saying that he didn't want to fight, he wanted to talk. And I thought that was so a good chance. You know, this is someone who might give us all a chance.
All right, well, that note,
want to fight.
That note of hope, let's move on. Thanks, Keith.
Okay, sir.
All right, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line and open bank right now. And here's your chance, folks. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high quality of service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
With Freedom Rings, and let's go right to the phone. We have Bob on. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just walked into the house a few minutes ago. My wife tells me that I missed my favorite topic on the air.
Guns?
Guns.
Yeah, Keith and I, Keith, you know, from Great Britain, was on the line. And
yeah,
although Keith and I agree on a lot of stuff, but he's got that European mentality about guns. Go ahead.
Well, I caught just the last couple minutes of his conversation. I couldn't believe it. He talks about what the Irish refer to as their troubles,
yeah.
And if the minority Irish there didn't have guns, well, they wouldn't have had that problem. No, they probably wouldn't have the minority anymore either.
Right, there you go.
I can't believe it. You cannot, by force of arms, put down people if they have a means of defending themselves.
Absolutely.
We're seeing it right now in Iraq.
Yes, sir.
The
administration says that things are getting better as long as we do this, this, and that. I went over this earlier, you missed it. But everything's gotten worse, not better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exploding now into a almost all-out civil war.
And, of course, the United Nations figures that they can solve this problem. You know, that they'll put in treaties and they'll be able to control the private ownership of firearms.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't happen. As long as you can make it somewhere and put it someplace else, there will be a market for it.
Absolutely.
The early part of the 20th century, one of the biggest businesses in the world was gun running.
Mm-hmm.
But Keith has got to spend a little more time reading the newspapers, or maybe not the newspapers. Maybe he needs the statistics about the number of times that a firearm owned by an individual has avoided a murder or a crime. That's what you never hear. You hear about the thousands who get killed.
Right.
You don't hear about the millions who don't.
Absolutely. I what spurred this discussion on, I read this little blurb from the Times online from the UK. Police had arrested two young children, 11 and 13, for playing with toy guns on the street in England. I guess it's against the law to do that now in England.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we're moving. Are we gonna have that in this country pretty soon? We already have it on school grounds, but
we're trying.
Oh God, Bob, I don't know. But I think maybe it's going to be turned around. I think the Democratic Party is finally realizing that gun control is a losing proposition for them in this country.
Yep.
And maybe I think things are turning around on gun rights.
Well, you still have your social engineers that figure that, you know, a parallel I would call, I think that they think if they could put diapers on birds, you know, that we wouldn't have any more spots in our cars. And with that, I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir. Oh, yes. All right. And guns don't kill people. People kill people. It's trite but true. T-shirts and other such things available at freedomrings.net. Check it out. We also have CDs available of shows. So check us out, freedomrings.net. This from Thomas Jefferson as the quotation of the week. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.